So I'm joined on the line by Brian Jeeves, who covers Southend United, also a Southend United fan. The last time we spoke, Brian, was on the eve of the final game of the season with Southend United in the box seat. It all went wrong for them, and Wickham even jumped over them as well and set up this wonderful day at Wembley. It's going to be magnificent, isn't it?
It's going to be fantastic. You know, we spoke about the possibility of this, and this is what's come about. I 35,000 tickets have been sold so far, so that shows the enormous potential that both of these teams have got, you know, should they climb through the divisions. It's fantastic, and it's a great occasion for the supporters and the players.
With your journalist hat on, Brian, and not your fans hat, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
If I'm completely honest, I still think that Wickham are the more polished outfit over the course of the season. The thing is, with a Wembley final, anything can happen. It's a big pitch. It's anything can happen. It's simple as that. Players can hide. The bravest team will win, I think. It's as simple as that. Whoever turns up, whoever plays, they will be the winners. Wickham, I believe, will start the favourites, and probably rightly so. But Southend's performance in the semi-final against Stevenage was fantastic, and they've given themselves a chance. At the end of the day, so long as it's a great occasion and we enjoy this, you know, let the battle commence.
So Southend United were fancied at the start of the season. They got a high-profile manager. If Southend were not to get promoted to League One this season, what are the ramifications for the club?
I'm not too sure about that, to be honest. I mean, you know, Phil's had his knockers. I've been critical of him a little bit at times, but he's talking about this new contract and saying that it's 95% signed. So, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. Certainly, if Southend are to win the game, I don't see him going anywhere. But you know, obviously, if we don't, then we'll have to see what happens. But you know, I don't see him going anywhere at the moment, to be honest.
Is he under pressure to bring Southend into League One with Wickham? No one expected them to be at Wembley at this stage of the season, especially after what happened last season. So there's a sense of what will be with Wickham. There's no real pressure. They're going to attack the game. Whereas Southend, is there more expectations for them?
I think there is, simply because in recent years we've had a spell in the Championship. When we was up there, we obviously built a bit of a fan base, and the expectation level perhaps rests upon that. You know, people saw us in the Championship, they saw us play Manchester United in the Cup, and they expect, it's a little bit like big club syndrome, if you like, you know. But we're in League Two for a reason, and you know, we've got to go out there, we've got to try and win the game, and prove that we're better than that. And if we can't, then you know, it's another season in League Two for us.
Southend have been to Wembley recently. It's been 21 years since Wickham Wanderers have been there. Do you think that will have a factor on the day as well?
I don't think it will, to be honest with you. I mean, the day you're talking about against Crewe Alexander, Southend froze a little bit and lost the game 2-0. Once again, they took a huge support there that day, more than 30,000. So once again, the potential's there for Southend to have, you know, a big club or an established Championship club. But yeah, I don't really see the recent appearance being any sort of set on the game, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that, as I said, the team that turns up, the team that's the bravest to win the game.
There we are. So Barry Court, big striker. Wickham have had to field an inexperienced young goalkeeper in the semi-finals against Plymouth Argyle. Plymouth didn't really test him, especially from a physical perspective. Do you think Barry Court will be licking his lips at that prospect if it was to happen?
Well, I mean, possibly. I mean, Barry would probably want to make up for the semi-final second leg because he had a lot of chances to score, including a last-minute penalty. Didn't take any of them. I mean, fortunately, we got through. I'm sure he'll want to put that right in the final. At the end of the day, as I said, this is a stage set for heroes, and it could be a young goalkeeper, it could be a centre forward. We don't know. At the end of the day, it's a close game. It's difficult to call between the two teams. It's difficult to call who will be the player that wins the game. And you know, if it's Barry Corr, then I'll be delighted as a Southend fan. But you know, if it's a young goalkeeper from Wickham and he's getting his chance, good luck to the boy.
He did fantastically well in the second leg, especially against Plymouth. So you never know; it could be written. He could be the hero, but
Absolutely.
we'll know by Saturday evening who will be the hero and the villain. Phil Brown famously said after the first leg at the Lamex, in response to critics about Southend playing long ball football, it was the state of the pitch at Stevenage that caused that. There's going to be no excuses for that at Wembley. What sort of style
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
approach will Phil Brown take to that game?
I think we've been more successful when we've gone with two strikers. I think that's what the fans would want to do. Phil has at times been a little bit cautious and gone with one forward with Barry up front on his own. It'll be interesting to see what he does. Personally, I think if we're going to win the game, we've got to attack Wickham, go at it with two strikers and try and press them back. That's how I see Southend winning the game. If they allow Wickham to come onto them, then you know it could be a long afternoon for us.
I spoke to Gareth Ainsworth yesterday. He said the two league games would have no bearing on this game as it's a one-off at Wembley and it's a cup final. What's your view on that? Bearing in mind Wickham's 4-1 win, especially at Adams Park, was so emphatic.
Well, I think from a player's point of view, you'll have that in the back of your mind that you've beaten your rival team by that amount. Whether that's a bearing on the day or not, I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time since then, and we had the entertaining game at Roots Hall where Southend perhaps should have won the game but didn't win it. Perhaps that'll play on their mind. You know, they had a chance to win the game, didn't win it, and you know, maybe they'll be looking at that saying, well, you know, when are we going to beat this team? Wickham could go into it overconfident. But, you know, we just don't know. There's so many scenarios with this. As I said at the start, though, I do believe that Wickham will start the favourites, and rightly so. They had a great season. You know, they just sort of fluffed their lines a little bit towards the end, but then they picked up and they're going into this decent shape. You know, they won two games against Plymouth home and away. You know, they'll fancy it, and you know, why not? You don't want to go into these sort of games and not fancy winning it. You want to turn up there, you want to be confident, and we'll see. Hopefully it's going to be a great spectacle for the fans and for the people on the TV.
Equally, Southend's pass to the final against Stevenage, not an easy couple of games. But how did the fans react to choking that last game away at Morecambe when a win would have just seen them go through automatically?
Well, there was a lot of disappointment, but I did feel leading into the game that it was almost talked down a little bit. There was almost an expectation that they were going to go up that day. Obviously, it didn't happen. There was a big support went up there that day. From what I've heard, they just tried to win the game, you know, early on, and once they went a goal behind, they never really recovered from it. At the end of the day, it's like I said, it's, you know, we're where we are now, and they've got to take this chance. They've got to, you know, both teams will look at it and say, you know, we've got a chance of getting promotion, and Southend they'll look at the fact that they lost at Morecambe, but now they've got another opportunity to try and get over the line. And you know, they've got to try and take it, haven't they?
It's there for the taking for either side then. League One is the prize. Brian, before we let you go, let's have a prediction for you for the scoreline tomorrow at Wembley.
I knew you'd do this because I always get them wrong, didn't I? So if I predict Wickham to win, you know that Southend will win. So, you've done me on this, haven't you? You really have. As a Southend supporter, with, you know, thinking with my heart, I go with Southend. With my head as a journalist, I'd go for Wickham. So I couldn't sit any further on the fence than that.
There we are. Splinters in your bum there, Brian. Well, enjoy the game, whatever happens. I'm going to say a tight and entertaining game, and I think Wickham will edge it 3-2. Possibly an extra time, but whatever happens, I think it'll be a good spectacle for those watching.
OK, mate. I'll see you there tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
OK, mate. Bye.